I'm a little dense and a little slow. It's been a long
time. I'm recording on device one. I'm recording on device two.
Thank you for meeting. This is a closed session of the Mountain View City Council. The time is 9:15 p.m. on Monday, November 25th, 2019. And we're just waiting for some of the staff to clear the premises before we begin the meeting.
And we can start, actually, because this part isn't the closed yet. It's really, you're in a special meeting. We're going to go into a closed session. We had a question about what a closed meeting does or doesn't do, or when you can and cannot do it. This is one where it's the classic case of attorney-client privilege. You have the full ability to do it. This is a totally separate meeting. And actually, once you start talking about the attorney-client privilege material, you're not going to have this tape record. It's the only meeting you do not have to tape record under the statutes. And the reason is it's protected attorney-client privilege communications. So you can't go into one of these meetings unless you've got a reason. The reason, as I've told you, is, you know, this is attorney-client. You've got a situation where it's our case of in re petition to remove Brian Amundson from the City of Mounds View Charter Commission, et cetera, et cetera. And I feel, and I'm telling you this, and you can question me if you'd like.
You as Scott Riggs, yes. We never went through who was attending.
Yeah, we'll get to that when we go to that. Well, why don't I say that? We got the city attorney here, we've got the city administrator, we've got all five council persons, because again, the tape is going to go off, they're not going to have any voices going around other than what you're at right now. But you don't go into this type of closed meeting unless you feel the need, and I'm telling you that I think you have the need to go into a closed session to have frank conversations with your attorney about the order you received on this matter. And the only reason I'm saying that is because that's the reason you can go into closed session. And if you feel that's correct, or if you've got any questions regarding that, you should question me right now, because then we will step into the closed session and have that discussion regarding this matter I just described. Anyone got any questions?
Well, I think it's important for us to discuss with our attorney the results of the judge's findings. So I would prefer that we move into a closed session.
And there's no other questions. I would tell you, yeah, we're at that point. Let's go on a closed session. We'll start talking about it. And it's 9:12 p.m.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going by that clock there, 9:17.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for the briefing.
And the tape's off.